Nolte, USC professor says Oscar diversity rules not woke enough. By John Nolte on May 19, 2025. Dr. Stacy Smith, a USC professor and founder of something called the Annenberg Inclusion Initiative, says the stupid and bigoted diversity and inclusion rules the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has already laid down in order to ensure your movie qualifies for an Oscar are not woke enough. In other words, Dr. Smith is demanding the Academy increase its racial, sex, and sexual preference discrimination. As Breitbart News reported previously, the Academy already requires an indefensible amount of illegal and immoral discrimination to qualify for an Academy Award. This lunatic wants even more bigotry. Dr. Stacy Smith said she started laughing when the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences shared their standards for representation and inclusion for Oscars eligibility in 2020, the far-left rap reported. She believes that even by these standards, 90-95% of films already passed the test. These are really conscious ways in which, as soon as you say a certain person can't open a film by gender or race, ethnicity, it's over, Smith believes. As soon as you say people won't watch these types of love stories between individuals from the LGBTQ+ community, these are all conscious biases. How much of this crap has to flop before people wake up? Watch, Oscars so woke, Academy Awards diversity rules are nothing but the illusion of inclusion. You will never sell mainstream audiences on homosexuality. Never. It's been tried and rejected over and again. When most of the public is heterosexual, that means most of the public will be made uncomfortable by anything involving same-sex intimacy. Sorry, we are born that way, and no amount of Hollywood propaganda will rewire thousands of years of human nature. That doesn't mean gay romance movies should not get produced. Movies should be made for everyone. But two hairy guys necking in a $300 million superhero movie? Nope. Two teenage boys crushing on each other in a Disney cartoon? Nope. Not gonna fly. Ever. As far as race and ethnicity, that is not an American problem. When I was growing up in the 80s, Oprah was the biggest thing on daytime TV. Pun intended, Bill Cosby was the biggest on primetime TV. Arsenio Hall proved Johnny Carson could be beat. Eddie Murphy was the number one movie star. Richard Pryor was the number one comedian. And little white girls all over America had posters of Michael Jackson, while still black, and prints on their bedroom walls. This country has embraced black superstars for five decades. Even longer if you count sports. As far as gender, women have been huge movie stars going back to Mary Pickford, straight through to Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock. So, the problem with gender, race, and ethnicity is overseas audiences. They are the racists and sexists. Not us, sweetheart. But when you're stupid enough to spend $300 million on a movie, you need that overseas audience, so Hollywood sucks up to the Nazis who run China and racists throughout the globe. It's bad enough watching what race and sex quotas do to the quality of any business, but the business of art? We are only now coming out of the woke terror that decimated the quality of movies since at least 2019. The woke terror killed Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar, Indiana Jones, and countless other golden geese. But this USC harpy wants more? If you hate Hollywood, do pray for even more DEI discrimination, because that will certainly be a stake in the heart. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.